In the early hours of Tuesday morning, police raided offices and homes of members of the pro-Kurdish Democratic Society Party, or DTP. Among those detained were two deputy leaders of the party. A local TV station was also raided. Authorities say the raids were aimed at the banned PKK party, which has been fighting the Turkish state for more than two decades. Security force officials often accuse the DTP of being a front for the PKK, a charge strongly denied by the party. The leader of the DTP, Ahmet Türk, addressing his parliamentary deputies, angrily attacked the raids.
Bu operasyon seçim sonuçlarına...
Türk said the operation is a very clear indication of the intolerance of the ruling party to the election results. He says the operation, which is aimed at the fourth biggest party in the country, is outside the law and outside democracy. The DTP heavily defeated the ruling AK party in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of the country in last month's nationwide local elections, which the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, had high hopes of winning. During elections, both sides accused the other of undemocratic tactics. Since the vote, the mood has gone from bad to worse. Mr. Erdogan accused the Kurdish party of intimidating voters, and Tuesday's arrest will only add to tensions, according to columnist and political scientist Nuray Mert.
Arrests apparently didn't mean to be a provocation, but at the end of the day, it provokes, you know, the party. Another, you know, wave of, you know, harsh discourse will come out. And it will, you know, turn to be, you know, cycle of provocations, you know, vicious cycle of provocations of each other. It doesn't lead anywhere, I mean, it seems. Or it leads a major confrontation, God forbid.
The rising political tensions and fiery rhetoric is a far cry from the beginning of the year, when the Prime Minister proudly launched the state-run TV channel devoted to Kurdish. The new broadcast was seen as groundbreaking, considering the strict controls on the use of the Kurdish language in Turkey. That move has been welcomed by EU officials in Brussels. The policy also sought to undermine support for the pro-Kurdish DTP. But with that policy in tatters, hopes for further reforms like allowing Kurdish being taught in schools will be a hard sell to conservative members of the party, according to Abdurrahman Kut, a Kurdish member of parliament for the ruling AK party.
Perhaps it will be slowed down. I'm not sure about it, but it's a danger. Because to develop the democracy between all groups, from now on, will not be effective for showing that democracy is a good way for solving this problem in the eyes of the statu quo believers.
According to an opinion poll, half of AK party supporters oppose pro-Kurdish policies. And those voices are expected to get louder in the wake of the local election defeat. Analysts warn the latest arrests will almost inevitably add to the deepening polarization in the country. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.